rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 months after narrowly passing a measure to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, House Republicans delivered the resolution to the Senate.
The articles amount to an indictment of the Homeland Security Secretary, charging him with failing to... presented the articles to the Senate. Democrats may seek to swiftly dismiss the charges, which they consider partisan and unfounded.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In New York City, Donald Trump back in court for the second day of the hush money payment trial. His attorneys started to question potential jurors individually, and word now that three jurors have been seated. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with his Chinese counterpart today, the first time both countries have restarted military communications since November of 2022. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers bow to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego. Then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL, Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwung and Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome Welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakeman along with Scott Heckman here. We are in Phillips, Wisconsin, and we have Merriwood North Action Baseball here today. It's a rematch of last night's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers on this beautiful night, but a little bit windy here tonight, Scott. And last night was a great game. We got to go up to Park Falls and watch, and, you know, both teams had success on both ends. And it was Phillips coming out on top on that game. I don't remember what the score was.
13-8, Jeff.
13-8, something like that. But, you know, windy night like here tonight. Anything goes. Could be some different things happening. We got Aiden Tobias on the mound for the Loggers. Daniel Adamitis had pitched a good game yesterday. And should be exciting here tonight, Scott.
Yep, the Loggers coming in 3-0, and we'll get to the starting lineups. Starting for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Leading off in pitching, or leading off and playing shortstop, number one, Dalton Schmidt. Batting second, the left fielder, the third baseman, Isaiah Borgard. Batting third, the right fielder, number six, Corbin Phelps. Batting fourth, the catcher, number two, Nolan Niehoff. Batting fifth, number 14, the second baseman, Tony Petzl. And leading off here is going to be Dalton Schmidt.
Aiden Tobias on the mound right now. He gets his sign. And here's the pitch. Right on the inside corner there, Scott. Nice pitch starting off for Aiden. You know, Scott, what's it like pitching in a game like this with a gust of winds at like 30 miles an hour? You know, how do you handle something like that?
Well, ball moves a lot, and sometimes, you know, dust kicks up in the batter's eye. And he went back inside twice in a row. Been telling him to do that a little bit because early on in the season, a lot of guys get jammed up. So it's 0-2 here now from Aiden. He's working out of the stretch. Got his hat blown off and after the first pitch, Jeff.
Yeah, you see little bits of dust blowing up here and there. And, you know, really, Scotty, you see a guy, Drew Hoschiel, yesterday, he hit a home run up in Shawamigan. So really, just got to get one up in the air a little bit and let that wind carry it away.
Yeah, the big sweep, got one going, and I see a lot of guys out there with sweatshirts and coats on, and both my wrong-handers out there on the right side there. They're on the wrong side, of course. 0-2 here. Brewers also play tonight after this. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three.
Leadoff strikeout there for Aiden Tobias, and Shawamigan has one out here. Top of the first inning. We're just getting started. If you're just joining us, it's the Phillips Loggers and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
Now the third baseman, Isaiah Borgard. From the stretch here.
Borgard playing third base today.
Stepping off is
Aiden Tobias.
Aiden. And here we go.
Gets the sign from Sawyer Kuchiba. Here's the pitch. That one a little bit high, Scott.
Yep. Teaching him how to. He's kind of a. You know, it's funny, Jeff. I was talking to these guys, and I'm like, you know, you kind of could pitch like Ben Sheets. You know how Ben Sheets had. He had that 12-6 curveball and pitched the top of the zone. And like, who is Ben Sheets? And I'm like, oh, I suppose you weren't born, but whatever.
A few years before they were born. Well, he was right around 2000, I suppose, late 90s.
I think his last year was like 2006 or 7 something. There's a strike swinging, so it's 1-1 here from the stretch here.
Nice pitch from Tobias, just a little bit low.
So 2-1 now. Working the count here is Isaiah Borgard. The third baseman. That's from the right side, Jeff. Schwamigan's got those old gold hats now, Jeff. What do you think about those?
The old gold. Oh, that's nice. I haven't seen those. Did they use them yesterday? Didn't even notice.
There's a curveball that caught the outside corner.
Schwamigan here in their gray pants and green tops with the gold lettering. Sharp uniforms.
Definitely. 2-2 here now. Tobias from the stretch. Here's the pitch. On the way, and lost his hat again. Got a lot of movement on that.
A lot of movement on that one. That was a really nice pitch. Was that a slider there, Scott?
You know, he doesn't throw a slider. I think it's his curveball getting pushed
away
with this wind here. So full count, one out.
You know, a lot of these Loggers here today, same lineup, Scott, but some different positions.
From the stretch, here's the pitch. Strike three, swinging, and he's got two down and two strikeouts. Climb the ladder right there again. Struck him out with a fastball. that Corbin Phelps coming up next. Corbin Phelps, the sensational sophomore. Now batting the right fielder, the shortstop, Corbin Phelps. Phelps steps in, jersey blowing in the wind. Long, lean, right-handed batter here. Yeah, Corbin's a good player. He's been, we've seen him. Look at that wind gust there. And umpire called time nicely for fielder. Right. it's like a dust bowl.
It was a dust bowl here, and umpire took a minute to give it a break. They're going to step back in now that gust is gone.
If the rain stays away, Jeff, I bet you this wind will cut down, you know, around 6 o'clock. There's a pitch.
Right on the inside corner. Nice pitch from Aiden Tobias.
He's getting the wide corner right now. I'm sure the umpire says, you know, if they get
the game rolling.
Close, yeah.
Yeah.
0-1 the count now from Tobias.
A swing and a miss from Phelps.
Fastball up in the zone, and Phelps swung through it.
Scott, you've been working with these pitchers, you know, a lot this year already, and, you know, what do you see some of the progress from Tobias? What are some things he's kind of improved on? Is he just getting stronger as a kid?
Well, you know, we set all these guys out of the stretch. There's a strike three call, and he struck out the side. And not an immaculate inning, but a very good one right there. And with that, Jeffrey, do you want to send it back?
Yeah, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in town. Baseball action, Marrowood North action here, and it was a nice top of the first inning for the Phillips Loggers. Aiden Tobias with those three strikeouts, and now who's pitching here for Schwamigan, Scotty?
That's Dalton Schmidt, and he's kind of a three-quarter armor. He's got good action. I watched him over there warming up. He's got a kind of a slurve, what they almost call a sweeper now, and from the right side. And as you see, Jeff, a lot of pitchers now, they don't have a windup, and that's one of the things
sure.
that we took away from some of the kids.
Sure.
It just complicates too much, you know, when they don't pitch that much and then they switch from stretch to windup.
Yeah, so everyone's going from the stretch the whole time, kind of.
I mean, not all pitchers are doing that, but a lot more pitchers, like, for example, Corbin Burns, you know,
sure.
he only goes out of the stretch.
Sure. You know, Scotty, we were talking about, you know, when we were at the break there, some of the kids coming out, kind of the new love for
multiple sport,
yeah, and taking a chance at baseball. And, you know, you see good numbers here this year for the Loggers, along with Schwamigan, some of the new kids. So really happy to have that coming back. And
exactly. I mean, you know, and all these schools need that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's you should be doing that, and you should be getting crowds and different things like that, even on a day like this where it's not so nice to watch, necessarily.
It's not, but it's a nice one. You get outside, and you get to see, you know, baseball is a sport where you need some skills. You know, you need some hand-eye coordination, and, you know, you got to learn a lot of different skills. It's a fun sport for the kids. I know they have a good time. You know, JJ playing as a pinch runner is enjoying the season, and you know, some of the new kids out here, it's just good to have them back. Colin Kleinschmidt, another one that, you know, switched over from track over here. And, you know, Lane Abraham did a couple years ago, joined up, and Lane's got a big role on this team. Now he's up to bat right now here, actually leading off.
Leading off the shortstop, Lane Abraham.
So Lane, Lane Abraham's grown about 4 inches, Scott, in the last year.
Long and lean and very athletic.
He's getting more athletic with every bit of length he gets.
Dalton Schmidt from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle.
Nice pitch from Dalton. I think we've seen him pitch a little bit last year, Scott.
Yep, number 6, right-hander, three-quarter arm delivery. I do like those old gold hats, Jeff. They're mm-hmm. nice color. 0-1 the count here. Lane, batting from the right side, took the first pitch as a strike. He's kind of got the Jeff Bagwell approach, Jeff.
Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like Jeff, but less the muscles.
Fair enough. He's got that lower squat kind of a stance on the right side.
Scott talking about, Schwamigan has the nice hats, too. The Loggers, I love their hats. Looks like the Baltimore Orioles.
It sure does, yeah. That's actually right.
From back in the 80s, when I look at it from down here, it looks like
Orioles. Yeah,
the old Orioles.
Same colors, yeah. 1-1 the count. He missed with a sinker away now on this 2-1 count, and he missed in with that sinker. He's got a lot of action on his delivery, so 2-1 here.
And I'm not saying that Lane Abraham looks like Cal Ripken Jr. by any means, but
he's athletic, yeah. And I don't know if you followed any of the baseball. Jackson Holliday is still, I think he's still looking for his first hit, but he was the number one consensus prospect, and he's up for the Orioles.
Lane into right field. Gets a hold of that one, gets past the right fielder. He rounds first base. Ball fumble. Lane rounds second. He's going to third. He could have stand up at third with a leadoff triple. Could have stood up. Kind of had an awkward slide into third base, but nice job. And we talked about this at the start of the game, Scotty. Get the ball up in the air and anything can happen right there. Lane poked that one out in the left field, and it got deep out there, too.
Yeah, a right field, and that's where it's blowing. It's blowing basically from left to right. Actually, if you drew a line right down right field, well, there is one, and it goes right out to right.
And here's a guy coming up to bat right now, Aiden Tobias, the lefty, stepping up to bat right now, and he's got some power right here. He's the one that gets one up in the air here, too. You know, anything can happen.
So, leadoff triple, we'll call it there, for Lane. Strike outside corner, and Schmidt doesn't seem fazed so far, Jeff.
No, not at all. Keeps digging at it, and I covered a game last year where he pitched, and you know he pitched deep into the game and did a really nice job, and the kid here with some experience, not going to be rattled.
And that's one of the things, you know, baseball is kind of a marathon sport. It's not like there's a ball in the dirt, but he's not going to advance.
And we're not in Schwamigan where they have like 87 feet to the backstop here, where you really are going home no matter what. You know, here you really better be on it if you're going to make it home.
Nolan Niehoff couldn't handle that one in the dirt.
What have you got, about 20 feet to the backstop?
Yep. And not taking any chances with nobody down and off the lineup up. 1-1 here. There's a base hit to the left side, right through the left side. And that was a good piece of hitting.
It was. You know, both batters poked it where they had to go, the outside pitch, and went away with it. Nice piece of hitting there by Aiden Tobias with the RBI, knocking in Lane Abraham. We hear about him a lot in basketball. He plays baseball, too.
Lane scores the first one at run. It's 1-0. And, again, you know, Aiden now batting the left fielder, Danny Adamidis. Aiden takes a short lead, two-step lead off of first. Danny from the right side. Go ahead, Jim.
Coaches were pushing the Adamidis down the third base line. It's picked up. It's fumbled. Thrown out at first base, but Aiden Tobias gets over to second base on the
fielder's choice.
And a nice play at third base. Is that Borgaard over there?
Yeah, Isaiah Borgaard did a nice job of
gathering himself after he fumbled it for a second.
Yeah, and especially with this wind today, you know, delivering that ball to second base might be tough, and actually throwing it to first was tough.
It is. So one out. We got Aiden Tobias at second base for the Loggers. Up to bat, the big Swede, Drew Hochschild.
And he's going to now batting Drew Hochschild. He's got a wood bat in his hands. And he fouls that one away, but that might stay in. Actually, that wasn't a foul ball at all.
And it hits the ground. It's fair.
The ball was must have been carrying up in the wind up there because it went from third base over to shortstop, ended up hitting the ground. That's going to be a single. That's a tough play, and that's what you're going to get on a day like this. You put the ball in play, and that's an infield single, and Aiden cannot advance.
No,
now batting the third baseman,
Ethan
Podmolik. First and second, nobody out here.
No, one out, one down,
one
on that
down.
On that fielder's choice. And the, you know, the coaches we talked about, or I talked was talk, or listening into them yesterday a little bit about getting bigger leads here off of the bases.
Yeah, it's really important when you do that, especially early on in the season. You got to see who's what, how they can throw, and everything else. There's a
foul tip. It goes ball right into the Schwamigan dugout.
Kind of a sinker ball, and it got fouled probably between his legs there, back behind him. And Pod is going to get another chance. 0-1 here.
One out, and it's 1-0 Loggers. Bottom of the first inning. Leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles right now. Podmolik from the right side.
Schmidt from the stretch. He's ahead 0-1. Steps off.
Ethan built like a third baseman, right?
He is. And good stick. Doesn't strike out much. Nope. Good contact hitter.
Fundamentally sound.
Yep.
And a senior. He's got experience. Been playing for a lot of years.
He chokes up about a half inch. He's got the orange and black batting gloves. Boy, that wind is really...
it's fun to watch them struggle out there, and it's got...
Fun. I don't know. Something.
We can hear the wind right now rattling the booth. We're probably in the most dangerous spot in the place here, Scott. Building could come down.
He almost blocked there, and then...
Lost his hat. His hat is out. The pitcher's hat is out to the second baseman. Almost went out to right field.
Wow. And I don't know if an umpire will call a game for wind, but...
I haven't heard of that before, really.
No, I mean, this is how it is out in, like, the Dakotas all the time. The only time it's not windy is when the wind switches directions, huh? Or when it stops. 0-1 the count here. Now from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Runner's on the move, and he's going to get thrown out here. And Tobias.
He's out at third base. Double steal here, so that's a second out. Podmolik swung and missed. Tobias didn't have a great lead on that or a great jump. He's thrown out at third base. Drew standing alone at second base now with two outs. It's 1-0 Loggers. Podmolik down in the count, 0-2.
I think they were going to try something just to see if somebody would throw it away.
Sure.
Nice throw right there from Nolan Niehoff to cut him down. Runner at second, two outs, 0-2 the count. Here's a stretch. And the pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to score a run.
Podmolik's going to drive a run in. Drew's going to come in from second base. The throw goes home. Should have went to second base to stop Podmolik. So Podmolik standing alone at second base with the RBI double.
Single with the advance.
There you go. RBI single with the advance on the throw.
And that brings up my second or my favorite wrong-hander, Braden Rivak. Now batting. The right fielder, Braden Rivak. 2-0 here, Loggers, and tough inning for Schwamm again. Honestly, it has been the wind here.
It is.
Yeah.
The wind has taken over this game a little bit. And Rivak gets a hold of that one and caught out in left field. A nice shot from Braden Rivak, but even a nicer catch out there. And who's out there? Is that Marcus Purdy?
Yeah, Marcus Purdy did a nice job.
Nice catch from, from the sophomore out there.
Lively shot.
Yeah, stealing a base hit from Braden Rivak. And it's going to be 2-0. Loggers going into, that's the end of the first inning. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TD doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. High school baseball action, Merriwood North action. It's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles here in town taking on the Phillips Loggers. And after one inning, it's 2-0. It's been all Loggers here so far. Aiden Tobias starting off the top of the first inning with three straight strikeouts. And the Loggers in that last part of the inning really had the luck of the wind on their side. They put the ball in play, and the wind kind of did its thing and moved it around. And runners were going around. Loggers did a nice job of hitting, and there's still some nice defense out there from Schwamigan. So good start to this ball game here.
Nice and two-out single by our senior, one of our seniors, Ethan Podmolik.
Yeah.
Now batting, the catcher number two, Nolan Niehoff.
So Nolan Niehoff going to lead things off for Schwamigan, top of the second inning. Aiden Tobias on the mound, digs in, gets the sign from Kuchiba.
From the stretch, he's taking his time. Boy, it's... He's like, he was getting blown over when he was standing in the stretch.
It's really windy right now. You see that jersey just pushing against him.
Yep.
And he's going to give it another try here. We're probably going to be here till about 9 o'clock tonight, Scott. So
I don't know.
Buckle down.
2-0 here. Loggers, top of the second for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Loggers took the first of the series. And I do like this. Some people don't like
first pitch loader from Tobias. Yeah.
But it allows... You know, it doesn't allow, if you got one dominant pitcher, you know,
to come against you again.
Yeah, twice in a row.
It changes it up a little bit.
Yep.
And I don't mind it at all, Scott.
Gusts to 43 miles an hour.
Second pitch from Tobias is high. It's 2-0 to Niehoff. Niehoff going to make him throw him a strike.
And why wouldn't you? You know, also... trying to steal third was Aiden Tobias, and he was running into
the wind. He was running into the wind. That's why he looked so slow on that one.
Yeah.
God, I didn't really think about that.
Fouled back out of play, 2-1 the count.
Yeah, you hit one down the right field line, or the right field line now, and it's going to be foul.
What's his name saying that? Running into the wind?
He kind of looked like our old cross country coach, Ken Spellman, running up there where the legs were going, but the body wasn't moving.
That's true. Kenny Spellman, you ever watch him golf, too?
No.
You just take this nice, easy swing, and you hit it about 110 yards every time. Straight as a string. Yeah. He could putt. Strike two on the high fastball from Tobias.
And 2-2 is the count. It's 2-0 Loggers. Top of the second inning. Aiden Tobias on the mound.
Here's a stretch.
To Niehoff.
Ooh.
On the inside corner, just misses. And we've got, what do we got here? A full count. I got a water right in front of you. You can have there, Scott.
Okay.
Hugh, why don't you go get us some burgers and some popcorns? Hold up. I got some more.
Ground ball to second base.
Hey, hook us up, Hugh.
That takes care of Niehoff.
You got it. Probably good on the waters right now. Hook us up. Maybe put some nacho cheese on my burger, Hugh.
Normal for me. Cheese.
We'll come up with a mystery concoction over here. Scott, we got...
batting the second baseman, number 14, Tony Petzl.
Scott, we got one out. What happened?
It was a ground ball to second base. They fielded it and
Ty Henderson threw him out. There we go. I was preoccupied there. Tobias. Digs in. Here's the pitch. On the inside corner. Nice pitch there from Tobias.
Lost his hat again.
It's going to be the name of the game. I wonder if
the wind is going to win the Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game here tonight. It's the leading candidate so far. 0-1 the count. Made about four plays.
It has, yes. And there's a line shot from the shortstop off his glove.
Off the glove of Lane Abraham.
A what nice, do you want to give that, Jeff?
We're going to give
a
that
hard shot.
Nah, that's an E6.
E6.
E6 to Lane Abraham.
Should have had that. And
woulda, shoulda, coulda. He was shooting hoops when he should have been fielding grounders.
That was really hit hard.
That was hit hard. That was a nice shot in, into the wind right there. He was trying to eye it up, and it looked like it just hit the top of his glove and bounced out into the outfield.
The left fielder, Marcus Purdy.
Marcus Purdy.
One out, runner on first. Get a pretty big lead right here.
Purdy, a multi-sport athlete as well, follows that one back. That had some nice movement on it, that pitch.
And Purdy looked like he was trying to go to right, and Reback better be ready out there.
And Purdy made some plays yesterday. He's got some nice swing. Good athlete. Plays basketball. Does baseball. Not sure if he does football or not.
All right, 0-1 the count. One out here. Schwamigan threatening. They got a runner on first. Look at him for running, I'm guessing. And extending his lead. There's a slider on the outside part of the plate, swung through and missed. 0-2 the count.
Purdy a little ahead of that one, and yeah, just missed. That was a beautiful pitch.
0-2, one out. Runner on first here is Tony Petzl, reached on an error. And there's a fastball, swung on and popped up.
That's going to go foul.
Stay in.
And that one fouled. Out of play. Everyone is safe back there. There we go. We got some hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and some nacho cheese. Hugh, you're a good man, Hugh. Good job.
0-2 the count. One away. Runner on first is Petzl. Petzl's good athletes. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Fastball called, strike three at the knees.
At the knees on the outside corner. Another beautiful pitch from Aiden Tobias. And I'm not sure how many strikeouts he's got here. Four?
Now batting, the right fielder, Jeffrey Borgard.
Jeffrey, gotta love the name. Might be leading my favorite Schwamigan player here.
Go, Jeffrey. Fastball, that's a slider missed high.
We're gonna... Casey's pub burgers we got over here at the concession stand, Scott.
What do you think, Jeff?
You know, it's the best looking burger so far. It's got a nice bun on it.
Yeah, it does. Stepped off there. No throw. They thought about a balk. 1-0, and actually the wind has dried down here probably to under 15 miles an hour momentarily.
I'm going to go with the best burger of the year. It's only the second game here, Scott.
Gotcha.
Schwamigan did have some pretty good brats over there yesterday.
Nice. Nothing like a, you know, a brat.
It wasn't Usinger's. Like, is that what Uke likes?
Usinger's in baseball. Fastball swung on and missed on 2-0. I'm surprised he got the green light, although Tobias has been piling up the strike zone. So 2-1 here, two outs, still staying at first base is Petzl. I'm surprised he hasn't been on the move. There's a cutter away.
Tobias really on top of his game here, the sophomore. Big kid. Kind of that C.C. Sabathia type.
Is he a sophomore?
A sophomore.
He's a
sophomore. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's a junior, Scotty. You are right.
All right. From the stretch, here's the pitch. 2-2. Fastball called. Strike three. And that retires the side.
Five strikeouts for Aiden Tobias. Through two innings. It's 2-0 loggers leading this. The middle of the second inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1 minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dentists. Dental Membership Plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin, Merriwood North Action Baseball. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. A nice start to this ball game here. And, you know, the wind's been a factor here, Scotty, but, you know, both teams playing pretty well here. Aiden Tobias on the mound, been pretty dominant so far, been the story of the game here. I think he's got an RBI as well early on in this game.
And Schmidt looks like he's throwing harder here in the second inning. Maybe he had a little time to warm up.
Colin Kleinschmidt stepping in for the Phillips Loggers.
Now batting the designated hitter, Colin Kleinschmidt.
Colin the junior, the speedster. Colin's one here, Scotty. He gets the ball into the infield. It's really tough to throw him out.
Yeah, he runs well. And he catches too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Fake bunt and took a strike on the outside corner. Good comeback action on that fastball, Jeff.
Colin grew up playing baseball. Got to coach him all through Little League. And, you know, took a year off last year to run track because he's so fast. And coming back into it. A lot of the basketball boys wanted to get back into baseball this year.
I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
0-1 the count. And fastball swung on and missed. That one had good sink action right there, probably just below the knees. 0-2 now. And Schwamigan looking to have a clean inning. Out of the stretch again here is Dalton Schmidt. Looks in. Rippling jersey. He's got the green and black glove. Kind of a neat-looking glove. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three.
And I'm happy to see Colin swinging away. Missed on him right there. Keep getting better. Kid's a junior. He's got one more year of this.
Now batting the catcher, number 10, Sawyer Kuchaba. All right. Sawyer's come along here and done a nice job handling the pitchers in lieu of losing Levi Durr. Hopefully Levi's coming back soon. He had that ACL tear. Fastball swung on and popped over to the right side, but that's going to go out of play and foul. It's really hard to tell off the bat right now if something's going to stay fair.
It is. Yeah, it takes a minute. You see where it goes, and then you look at the players and see where they're running, and then you got to make a little bit of a judgment.
The factor of the wind is...
Sawyer Kuchaba up right now. Sawyer had a big game yesterday. Had some nice hits, RBIs, some runs scored.
0-1.
And Sawyer, the sophomore, playing catcher here. You know, grew up playing catcher and got his chance here. Levi Durr, the starting catcher, still out with an ACL injury. We don't know if he'll come back. And Sawyer stepped in and has done a really nice job so far. 1-1 is the count. One out. It's 2-2, bottom of the second inning.
From the stretch, here's the pitch. That one skipped in there, a nice scoop there by Niehoff, and it's 2-1.
And you know it's baseball season when Scott's talking to me, giving me baseball signs that you guys can't see. Behind the scenes, crazy things going on.
2-1, one out here, bottom of the second from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That one rode inside. Nice play there by Bull.
Head coach, great.
Yeah. 2-2 now on Kuchaba.
Maybe when we get some foul balls out of bounds, we could do like an auto glass.
Who is that auto?
We'll get the B-line, glass to go.
Yeah, glass to go. There you go. Should have a little...
I know. We need that for the Facebook part where we have that. Call him glass to go.
2-2. That one skipped in there, and now it's run full.
We'll announce it on there next time, okay?
All right.
2-2, or 2-0, second inning, bottom of the second inning. It's a full count to Sawyer Kutcheba with one out. And Kutcheba steps back in, digs his feet in, gets a sign from Coach Bowles. And Schmidt steps in, gets his sign from the catcher. From the stretch, here it is. Kutcheba gets a hold of it, drives it into left field. Sawyer Kutcheba, they call him Henry.
Henry, I like that.
And he's hot.
Solid single to left over the glove of the shortstop. That'll bring up the second baseman, Ty Henderson.
Ty Henderson.
Now batting. Number 13, the second baseman, Ty Henderson.
Drew likes it.
Speed.
We got the thumbs up from the bench down there, Scotty.
Yep.
You get the players on your side right away.
Oh, yeah. Always got to do that.
Brings them the energy.
Yep. One out here from the stretch. There's a line drive, softly hit.
Oh.
Caught by the third baseman over to first, and it's off, and now Sawyer's going to get to second.
So the third baseman threw it to first, and it was a skip throw right there. Would have had him out, and he couldn't scoop it up, the first baseman. It went past him. Sawyer ends up going to second base here.
That's going to be a nice play on that line drive. Caught there by Isaiah Borgard. He threw it over across the diamond, and it scooped and hit the heel of the glove, or it bounced and hit the heel of the glove of the first baseman. And they're going to have a courtesy runner for Sawyer Kutcheba.
Pinch runner, my boy J.J. Hakenin. Cutie.
Now batting the shortstop, number 4, Lane Abraham. Did I turn up at all?
Turn it up.
Runner at second here on that error, line drive, and Sawyer was dead to rights on that. He had gotten way too far off. He thought it was going to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I did too, because I thought the wind was going to help it. But it kind of held it up a little bit. Nice play there on catching that line drive.
And back up to bat here, leadoff hitter Lane Abraham, who led the game off with a triple and scored a run.
Tripled out to right.
See if we get a J.J. Hakenin on a stolen base. Not yet. And there's Lane Abraham, and that one goes past the first baseman. J.J. rounds third base. He's coming home. He's going to score. The speedster, J.J. Hakenin, with a run scored. And it's 3-0 RBI, Lane Abraham.
That's going to be an error, I think, on the first baseman, Jeff.
Come on, Scotty. Give the kid a base hit. Give the basketball player a base hit. He's 2-for-2. He's going for the cycle here. He's got the triple.
A hard one.
Now the single.
Now batting the pitcher, number 15, Aiden Tobias.
Scotty, you got to remember, we're on the radio, too. Nobody knows what's happening out there.
That's true, Jeff. But that was grounded by the first baseman, and he kind of... There's a hard shot to the second baseman, got through him, and that's going to be an error. And now we're going to get the runner's going to get the third because he ran into the shortstop.
So he's going to get their automatic. He would have made it there on his own no matter what.
First and third on that. That's
another error, Scott?
I think so.
So neither one of them hit a glove.
It depends on, you know, we got a Rib Lakey in here.
We do.
I mean, if you're hitting for Rib Lakey, those are both singles. But if you were playing, the other side, both errors for sure. You know, that's why in Rib Lakey, they always have like, I'm batting 620.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now batting, the left fielder, Daniel Adamidas.
Lead official up here, Gabe Lynn, going to tell us that both those were errors, weren't they, Gabe? I would agree. They didn't hit a glove. Does it officially go down if it didn't hit a glove?
Well,
it's gotta. It's like gotta.
They're right to them.
It went right to
Two outs here. Tobias with a very conservative lead. Lane Abraham at third.
Danny Adamidas up the bat. Swinging, fouls back. Tobias was on the run. He looks a little faster going to second base, not running directly into that wind.
You know, he's a kind of a wide boy, so, you know, big guy.
He is. He lugs out there, you know, but
he's got meat hooks.
He's got meat hooks for hands. Yeah. He does.
Yeah, he's throwing a splitter.
His thighs are like tree trunks, too.
Yeah, he's got farmer hands, Jeff.
He's a farmer.
Yeah. 0-1 here. Two outs. First and third, one run in so far for the Loggers. Schmidt trying to pitch out of it in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch.
That one outside. Taken by Daniel Adamidis. And 1-1 is the count.
Schmidt could have been out of the inning here a couple times. Last two ground balls were hard hit, but they were right at the first baseman, then the second baseman, and neither of them could come up with it. All they had to do was block it, and they would have had an easy time throwing them out. 1-1 here. Conservative lead for Tobias. There's a ground ball to third. Field it, and
it's fair ball.
Fair ball.
Fumbled by the third baseman. Tobias going to get to second base easily. Adamidis, that's got to be a base hit right there, Scott. There's not a chance to throw him out.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an infield single, but I don't know. Ball's doing a lot of weird things. I don't know if that hit the bag. Did that hit the bag?
I think it bounced over the bag and hit his glove. It was inside of the bag by actually more than a foot, probably.
Yeah, so that brings up, now batting, the first baseman, number 20, Drew Hoschild,
the big Swede, the lefty, stepping in, a home run yesterday, wind blowing out in his favor. Schmidt digs in. He's going to remember that. Hoschild, it was a nice pitch for him. That one gets popped up high into the outfield. And it did it drop?
Yep.
It dropped on the ground. Second baseman there dropped it. Hoschild gets into second base. Adamidis to third. Aiden Tobias scored. It's 5-0. A tough play right there. That ball went high in the air, and you know it was moving.
I think we got to give him a single. That second baseman went back for it, and
it was dead center in between everyone right there, and the second baseman making a play on it, traveling backwards like that. Not an easy play at all.
And advanced to second on the throw in.
We're going to take a minute here, Scotty, while head coach goes up to talk to the players on the field. We got to thank our sponsors bringing you this game. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And softball right now is leading 12-3 over there. They're playing in Phillips here, or Phillips too.
Yep, so the Lady Loggers leading the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 12-3.
And now up is Ethan Podmolik.
The third baseman, Ethan Podmolik.
I think he's playing short today. Am I wrong about that? He's at third again?
Lane is at short.
Oh, yeah, Lane is at short. You're right. Podmolik steps in. And a kid you want up at the plate right now, the senior, the runner's on second and third here and two outs.
He's already got an RBI two-out single.
You know, Scotty, the coach went out to the mound on that last play there. You know, what does he talk to the guys about? Is he just saying, settle down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to keep pitching to contact, and it's just a tough day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get ours, and, you know, a guy like Aiden, he's not likely to keep on going.
And there's a Podmolik again up the middle and dropping. Phelps can't control it. And one run comes in. Adamidis scores. Podmolik at first. And what do we call that one?
That's an E6.
Jeff. That's an E6 right there on the throw.
Yep.
And on the transfer.
First and third now.
Hoschild at third, Podmolik at first, and Braden Reback, who hit the ball real hard in that last inning.
The right fielder, number one, Braden Reback.
Oh, we were wrong about that. Park Falls is leading over there 12-3 against the Loggers. So
Schwamming is leading 12-3.
The Loggers, I believe, in the fourth inning last game had a 10-run explosion to get ahead in that game. It was 5-2 for a while. And Reback, here he hits this one up the middle. Phelps has another chance, bobbles that one, throws it, and gets it in time. Corbin Phelps makes up for it right there. That kid's a baseball player, a gamer right there. He wanted a chance for redemption. He got it, came through with it. Nice job, Corbin Phelps. And we are going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, the yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And we're back here. Jeff Hickman along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles came to town against the Phillips Loggers. Go ahead, Scott.
Now batting the first baseman, number 25, Joe Wartko.
Joe Wartko up to bat here. Big inning for the Loggers again. It's 6-0, and Aiden Tobias on the mound. Here's the pitch from the stretch, and swung on and fouled.
Well late right there from Joe. made contact over there. Aiden is going to face the scheduled 8-9-1 batters. By the way, after this is up, the Brewers will be playing, I believe, at 7:05 today.
The Brewers are going to be following this game likely right after. We're going to send it right to Bob Uecker. I got him on Snapchat. So he'll be ready for us, Scott. Crickets. All right. It's 0-2 here. So who's at bat right now, Scott?
Joe Wartko.
Joe Wartko up. Another multi-sport athlete.
Joe from the right side, kind of a crouched-over stance.
And swings on, and that one popped up. Hoshield right over the head of Hoshield. Wynn kind of got it, and Wartko going to give him a single there?
That's a single, and another ball that looked like it was going to be right at him.
Yeah.
And sailed on him.
And it sailed on him, got over his head. Drew talking about him.
Now batting the center fielder, number 8, Willie Kraus.
Willie Kraus stepping in, right-handed batter. And here's the pitch. Tobias throws back first base, and he's safe.
Wartko, that was pretty close.
That
right
was
there.
Close. Wartko just got back in time. Hoshield swung around kind of that opposite way.
Yep, with the wrong hand, Jeff. Real close to the would-be base stealer.
And here's Tobias Wartko leaning right side. You know he's not going to steal. You're watching. See the track athletes over there practicing, doing some long jump stuff. Lots going on here in Phillips. Nice crowd for the wind.
Yeah, good day to long jump if you're jumping with the wind.
It is. They got a... Might want to flip that run from the other side. I think they're jumping right into the wind. Maybe that's good training.
Strike one there. I suppose you'd get a little more height, Jim.
Yeah.
Good lift, anyway.
Some lift.
And swung and missed on that fastball, 0-1 now. From the right side, Willie Kraus.
That was a big gust of wind came on that pitch right there. Almost took this tower down we're in.
0-2 now. Nobody out with that leadoff single by Joe Wartko after being down 0-2.
Do you think the steps coming up here are OSHA approved?
I don't know, Jeff. I'm not a real big OSHA fan myself. But
no, not either, but...
And check on the runner that time, and the got away from Hoschel just momentarily, but no advance by Wartko. 0-2, nobody out. Will Kraus, the center fielder, up. He's a 9 batter. Dalton Schmidt to follow.
No outs. This is what we talked about, Scott. Get these bottom of the order guys on base for Schwamm again.
There's a called strike 3, and Sawyer lost a handle on it, but
runner at first base. And he's out automatically. Another strikeout for Aiden Tobias.
That's his 6th. Dalton Schmidt struck out swinging his first time.
The pitcher, leadoff batter, steps in. Feel some gust of wind coming. What was it?
47-mile-an-hour gust.
Wow, 47-mile-an-hour gust. Probably about as... Well, let's say it's fast as some of these pitchers here, but they're pitching to the 70s, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I think Tobias might touch 80 once in a while. Maybe not on a day like this. I mean,
but on a power pitch, probably could get that high.
Yep. 1-0.
That one had some movement.
And fouled away.
And Schmidt swung away at it. Would have been a ball.
Schmidt almost looked like he was trying to go to the right side as...
There's a big gap between the first baseman and the second baseman over there. He sees that hole. And that was an outside pitch. Tried to slap it out there, but missed. 1-1 is the count. 1 out. 6-0 loggers. And there's a pitch, and slapped up the third base side. Podmolik picks it up. He's not going to get there in time. Schmidt is safe.
Infield single there for Dalton Schmidt.
Yeah, so runners at first and second base right now with 1 out.
That brings up Isaiah Borgard.
The third baseman, number 7, Isaiah Borgard.
One away here, top of the third. This is the first real trouble the loggers have had. First and second, one away.
And you knew it's going to come. You know, every team gets that little run, and, you know, are the loggers, do they have what it takes to stop the bleeding? You know, are they going to make plays from here on out? You know, or is there going to be another error like Schwamigan in the inning have been?
Big lead over at first. Borgard here. There's a ground ball. Oh, no.
Ball. That went straight foul. Did you not see where it went?
Yeah, I did see after it hit there, but it just, I don't know.
Did the wind just take that one?
I thought it hit the plate or hit off the catcher up. What happened?
I did. It was a foul ball. It just went. Yeah.
Okay. It was a strange looking. Might have hit right on the end of the cup. 0-1 the count. One away.
Runners at first and second for Schwamm again.
And Isaiah Borgard, the third baseman, is up from the right-hand side.
It's really important that they break into this lead of the loggers in this inning while they have a chance here. I mean, they really got to score 2 runs here to start a little bit of a comeback. If the loggers come away with this one, it'll be real disheartening.
Yep, for sure. 1 out.
Tobias steps off. And I don't know, we got to call timeout. Coach going to come talk to the batter, checking out his wrist. Is there pine tar on there? Is that legal?
I'm not sure.
All right, he steps back in.
Borgard with the flame-colored bat, blue handle, big lead over at first.
Hoschel not holding him on. And there gets hold of it. Gets past Tobias. Picked up by Abraham. Throws it to first base. A double play. Loggers get out of the inning. Lane Abraham.
That's a 6-3 double play.
A big play right there. And you know what a difference in the ball game. He makes that play. That one gets through. Goes up the middle. You get a couple runs coming in. And that was what we just talked about. Maybe a little disheartening for Schwamigan. It's 6-0 loggers. Going to be middle of the third inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one.